Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow over my soul. Let your
Kia ora and welcome to another episode of Living Scriptures. This is a Christian talk show where we explore how the Bible speaks into our everyday lives. Each episode is designed to help us face life challenges through sound biblical principles. I am Morenike, your anchor for today, and I also have with me Pastor Charles. Today's focus is to admonish us. You can overcome your troubles through wisdom and worship. And our living scriptures and passage for today is from Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 13. This illustration of wisdom I have also seen under the sun, and great it was to me. There was a little city with few men in it, and a great king came against it, and besieged it, and built great battlements against it. But there was found in it a poor man, a poor wise man. And by his wisdom, he rescued the city. Yes, no man seriously remembered that poor man. But I say that wisdom is better than strength. Though the poor man's wisdom is despised and his words are not heeded, the words of wise men heard in quietness are better than the shouting of the one who rules among fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. You can overcome your troubles through wisdom and worship.
It was my cross you bore, so I could live in the freedom you died for.
Hello, my dear listeners, and happy Sunday. Yes, Morenike, we can all overcome our troubles through wisdom and worship. I'm not just going to emphasize Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10, that says, "So now through the church, the multifaceted wisdom of God in all its countless aspects might now be made known, revealing the mystery to the angelic rulers and authority in the heavenly places." That is, through the wisdom that God has empowered the church with, we can defeat principalities and powers. Wisdom in warfare, or wisdom in the midst of our trouble caused by the forces of darkness. What is spiritual warfare or troubles? I define spiritual warfare as every attempt made by the devil or his representative, humans or non-humans, in causing troubles to come our way, to make us renege our allegiance to God or deny the lordship of Jesus over our life. I say that again. What are spiritual troubles or spiritual warfare? Every attempt made by the devil or his representative, either human or non-human, in causing us troubles to come our way, to make us renege our allegiance to God or deny that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, if you have made him one. In life, we are constantly engaged in a warfare with the enemy of our soul, wanting our attention. If you mistakenly yield to the temptation of being enemy conscious and not God conscious, if you focus too much on your problem and not on the power of God, you might be indirectly worshiping the enemy. So instead of focusing on your problem or the enemy, focus on God. When you do that, you create a warship for every warfare. That is a battleship for every warfare that you are going through. Let me give you a few things that you should take note in the midst of your warfare. Ask God for wisdom. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10 talks about that wisdom that God has given to us. Be obedient. Obedience counts in winning trouble, in winning spiritual warfare. Ask for divine insight. According to Acts chapter 27 verse 10, you might want to consider sacrifice, sowing a seed, or doing what God wants you to do in simple terms. Acts chapter 10 verse 104, consider trusting the Lord for revelations or divine instructions. Don't forget to pray, using all kinds of prayers, as we've been told in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. You might want to bind and loose the devil. You might want to intercede. You might want to supplicate. Add some spice of worship and praise. Consider also wrestling in the place of prayer like Jacob did at Jabbok. If you do all these things, I can assure you, you can overcome your troubles through wisdom and worship.
You can overcome your troubles through wisdom and worship. Welcome back, dear listeners. We always pause at this point to remind us of our fellowship, worship, and service at the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. Every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., we meet at 80 Fitzgerald Avenue in the city center in Christ Church City. But specifically every last Sunday of the month, we come together for our healing and deliverance service. We're trusting God for healing in your body, trusting God for deliverance. Join us. We're also usually live on Facebook and YouTube. Just look for Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. We look forward to you joining us next Sunday. Now, I want you to know that there are always two outcomes when you are faced with a warfare. When you are faced with a warfare, you can either be a victim or you can be a victor. There is this simple equation of the battle of life. I'm sure maybe some of us, while we were in school studying mathematics, I would have been taught one equation or the other. The equation one says P plus minus R equals minus V. P stands in for problem or warfare or challenges. Plus R, standing for negative reaction, will make us a victim. So when we are faced with problem and what we can come up with is a negative reaction, maybe we swear or we curse or we're depressed or we're discouraged or we just become sad or we stop what we're doing altogether. You know, all this negative reaction will make us a victim. The second equation, however, states that when you have a problem, which is P, and there is a positive action, you become a victor. Not just a reaction now, a positive action, something to deal with the challenges that you have faced, you become a victor. I want you to know that you can always find your way out of every situation. I also briefly tell us a story. There was in an orphanage. Now, this was a very unique orphanage in that it was being run by someone that had the leading to take children off the streets. So some of these children, maybe they've been exposed to all sort of street crimes, drugs. So their behaviors weren't, you know, just the best. So it would take them out of the streets and put them in a home. So there are quite a number of kids in that home. And every day it seems impossible for them to be able to regulate the behavior of these kids. You know, kids just coming off the street. So there's a lot of fighting going on in the home. There's a lot of arguments going on in the home, stealing and all kinds of negative behavior. So this person, this minister was actually really disturbed. I want, you know, a positive outcome, you know, change in behavior in the home. And then God just laid an inspiration and a solution on his mind. God told him to tell every child in the home that whenever they wake up in the morning and, you know, there's any form of interaction among everyone in the home, instead of speaking it out or making a request, they have to make it into a form of a song. So if in the morning you want to stand up and you want to say, tell someone to move out of the way or excuse you or let you have a seat, you say, can I have a seat? So invariably turning their request or whatever they want to do into the house, in the house, into a song, you know, change their mindset. And before they know it, no one was, you know, getting angry. No one was upset. Everyone were able to cordially relate with one another. So when you have a problem or a challenge or you're faced with a warfare and you put on a positive action, you will definitely become a victor.
Welcome back. You can overcome your troubles through wisdom and worship. So now through the church, the multifaceted wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. When we are faced with spiritual warfare or what we call troubles, there are three things we do. We either freeze, flee, that is run, or fight. My dear friends, freezing or fleeing from the enemy or from your troubles or challenges does not help you win the battles of life. It doesn't make you an overcomer. It doesn't make you a victor. If you have the habit of freezing and fleeing, you might become victims. You must learn to confront the enemy and fight to win. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of boldness, but of love and of sound mind. According to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And the Bible says that put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand and to withstand all the wiles of the devil. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 to 6. But mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I challenge you, fight. We'll continue this series next week. But we never like to close this broadcast without giving you the opportunity to become a son and a daughter of God if you are yet to be one. In John Gospel chapter 1, verse 12, the scripture says, as many as receive him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ today, kindly pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Please forgive me my sins and give me the gift of eternal life. I ask you into my heart and I ask you into my life. I ask you to be my Lord and Savior, and I promise to serve you always in Jesus' name.
If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I can assure you that you are now born again. Welcome to the family of God. Join us this morning at Fresh Anointing International Church, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, City Center in Christchurch by 10 a.m. for a life transforming service and prayers if you need one. You can write us at Fresh Anointing Church NZ @gmail.com. Please tell us about your testimony. And you can also ask us a question about today's subject or previous episode. Please like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Anointing International Church, NZ, and also on Instagram. This program was brought to you by the gospel theme of the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. God bless you.
Let your Let your living water flow over.